This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Now, according to the latest Australian Unity Wellbeing Index survey, Australian satisfaction with life is at its lowest level in 21 years. And what does it mean and what are the implications? Well, Dr. Kate Lysett is from the Centre for Social and Early Emotional Development at Deakin University and is the research lead for the index. Kate, welcome back to Joy Drive.
Thanks, Gloria. Nice to be with you.
We can hear you loud and clear now. Tell us a little bit about the Wellbeing Index. How does it measure our satisfaction with life?
So every year since 2001, the survey has been asking about 2,000 Australian adults across the country how satisfied they are with their life as a whole, and then also across seven key life areas. So they're things like standard of living, personal relationships, our purpose in life and community connectedness, for instance. And with those seven items, we create an index called the Personal Wellbeing Index, and that's how we've been measuring it over the years.
So when was this survey done? Was it done like prior to the pandemic, after it, or when was it done?
Yeah, so it's great. It's been done every single year since 2001, which means we can really track how Australians are going over time. It's generally done around May to June each year. And we do have, this means that we have data all throughout the pandemic, which is really quite unique. So what we actually saw was that during the pandemic, we actually thought that people's wellbeing would probably have declined, for instance, in 2020, given we were in lockdown, there was a lot of stress and things going on with COVID. But what we actually saw is that people had a boost to their wellbeing during that period. So that was really surprising, and we've been very interested to see what's happened each year since. And what we've now seen is this quite steep decline, really, in 2022, coming off the back of 2020.
What do you think has been the main cause of this decline?
Yeah, I think there's multiple factors that are involved. At the moment, you know, we're very much in the cost of living crisis. This survey that we're talking about now was done in May and June 2022. So we'd only had two interest rate hikes, but more in Ukraine had started, petrol prices and also food and vegetable prices were starting to rise on the back of the floods also that had happened earlier in the year. So a whole host of kind of, we're calling them polycrises really, of things that were happening. So I don't think it's one, I think it's multiple. But the drop from COVID since 2020 is quite interesting. And one of the ideas that we put forward that may have buffered our wellbeing in that those early months of the pandemic are the government subsidies that were available for people who were struggling. So we know, for instance, that people who are on JobSeeker were lifted out of poverty almost overnight, and we did see a big boost in their wellbeing. It was also a time when, you know, people were at home more, so working on relationships and things. So they're just some of the theories we put forward that could explain that boost in 2020.
We're chatting with Kate Lysett from the Centre for Social and Early Emotional Development at Deakin University about our satisfaction with life being at its lowest level in two decades. Kate, tell us a little bit about this Personal Wellbeing Index. What does it measure and where's it at?
Yeah, so it also had a boost in 2020. It measures the seven key areas of life, so standard living, personal relationships, and creates that index. And what we know is that during 2020, it was at the kind of top of what we call the normal range, that kind of average range across 20 years. Mm-hmm. And now it's right at the bottom. So it's still within the normal range of what we'd expect, but it is right at the bottom, and it has had a sharp decline since 2020.
Is it across all of, you mentioned there were seven components to it. Which ones are improving and which ones are deteriorating?
So this has been quite remarkable that we have seen a decline in every single subjective wellbeing measure we have measured in 2022. So that's why it's quite interesting to see such a drop. The one that was the smallest drop was personal safety. That's something that's actually been tracking up over the last 20 years. So that's great, and the decline was very small in that compared to 2021. The things we've seen big declines in since 2020 are things like our standards of living, our health, community connectedness, and future security. So that's given, you know, I think people are quite worried with the cost of living, I guess it's not surprising that we're seeing some of those drops in future security and standard of living. But it is interesting, and health obviously too, but community connectedness is one that surprised me, thinking, you know, we've kind of come out of these lockdowns, but that's also, it has dropped significantly.
Is it a difference between age demographics, particularly like you're talking about community connectedness, is it the same across all demographics, or is one particular age group more, I suppose, dissatisfied at the moment?
So when we create the overall index, what we know is that young people aged 18 to 25 had the lowest personal wellbeing index scores on average. And we also saw that older people aged 76 and up had the highest levels of wellbeing. An interesting thing in this survey was that people aged under 56 years of age actually had wellbeing, personal wellbeing index below the normal range. And that's something we normally see. So it, that, I guess, just kind of goes with this general trend that we're seeing a decline overall. But the people who were particularly low were those 18 to 25-year-olds.
We saw, you mentioned about the support that was given during COVID and that boosting the index. We saw a small increase in JobSeeker in the federal budget. Do you reckon that's a missed opportunity to improve the wellbeing of Australians?
Yeah, so great question. I guess money matters, and it's not the only thing for subjective wellbeing, but for people who are in poverty, we know that, you know, having a roof over your head, being able to buy your kids' uniforms, have nice food and everything, it's so important. So I do think that if we can, you know, we're a rich country, and currently one in six children live in poverty by the OECD definition. So I think there's a lot we can do within that to try and boost people's wellbeing. The federal budget, it was great to see some small steps in this direction, but I think JobSeeker, if you average it out, it's an increase of $4 a day. So it's not going to get us over the line to bring people out of the poverty, but it's a step in the right direction. There's been a bit of commentary around the other things that are available, like rent assistance and the electricity support and those types of things that will help further. I do think we've got a long way to go if we want to have a more equitable society.
Kate, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Joy Drive.
Thanks very much, Warren. Bye.
Thank you, Dr. Kate Lysett from the Centre for Social and Early Emotional Development at Deakin University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.